This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We always begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers upon our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us from our different places, me here in my home in Perth, Western Australia, you wherever you are, mashallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers us all together in Jannatul Firdaus, Allahumma ameen, with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those of you who are watching, just send in a little bit of an update as where you're watching from. I've opened this up not just for my students at yahyaibrahim.com/school or the puberty program, a Muslim and a Muslima's guide to puberty, mashallah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it of value. And I could see, mashallah, tracking many of you have been going through all of the videos. Alhamdulillah, well over 1,000 students over the last few cycles have taken this program. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts benefit in it for all of you. Allahumma ameen. Also, I'm going to be sending out a questionnaire and I guess a survey for some of our parents and some of the students just to get back a little bit of feedback. And inshallah, this coming Wednesday, we're going to have our first Kahoot session. So I'm going to send you a Kahoot link where you can have an interactive question and answer session with myself and with other fellow students. Of course, it's something where you're able to choose your names. Nobody's able to kind of message back and forth with you. I do want to make sure that you remain protected and your identity is concealed in that sense. Now, for those of you who are watching on my website, alhamdulillah, what I would love for you to do, inshallah, in the Q&A tab that's right under the box where you can see me next to the Grill the Imam session times and things like that, click on that, and that's where you can send in your questions. If we don't get to your questions today, I will come at you with it, inshallah, in the future. And that's what we'll do with one of the first questions that we'll have while you get your questions in, inshallah. Now, for those of you who are also watching online, I have opened this up on the YouTube page and also on my Facebook. You're welcome, inshallah, to engage, send in some of your questions, inshallah. We'll try to deal with them if we have time. Now, I always try to keep this to about 30 minutes. I want all of us that when we're together, it's not something that's extended. I know there's a lot of videos that you guys are watching and there's Q&As and things like that that are happening and you're doing the online kind of progress questions. So I want it to be something, inshallah, that's light and easy. And the next session is going to be later on, also on Saturday. So at the moment, this is the Friday night session for those people in New York, in London. It's the early morning session for the people in Sydney, 8 a.m. And for here in Perth and KL, it's a little bit early for you guys, but you'll catch up when you wake up. Or the evening session, inshallah, 10 p.m. here, 10 a.m. in London, and 3 p.m. in London and 10 a.m. in New York. So let's, wherever you're watching from, let us know where you're watching from and where you're viewing. Send that in through the Q&A tab, that's fine. Or you can send it in on my live streams, inshallah. So the first question, and this is one of the ones that has already come in that I wanted to make sure that we kind of get to it and answer it. Let me just navigate to it, inshallah. And I thought that this is an important question for us to speak about in general. So the question, it's a long question. So I'm just going to, paraphrase parts of it so that, we kind of focus on the section that's important. Basically, the question is asking, if somebody's done something wrong and they are not happy with what they did and they want to change it, they want to make it better now, they want to improve on it, and it did affect other people in their family, it affected other people in their household, it's something that they regret and they just want to get through it and over it. I'm just reading it here. They want to make a good apology, a proper apology. and they want it to be something that's, you know, that they can fix. What are some of the things that they can do? So I'm going to talk about 9 rules for a good apology. So this isn't about repentance between you and Allah. This is about human interaction. And especially as young people, subhanAllah, part of your job as a young person is to make mistakes, learn from those mistakes, fix those mistakes, and hyper-correct them, you know, correct them to such a degree that inshallah, you don't repeat them, or you don't repeat them as often, and that you learn from them. You know, people always say to you, what you need to learn from your mistakes. Well, this is what they mean by it. All right. So how to give a true apology, and inshallah, maybe we might do a whole lecture on this one day. How to apologize correctly. So the first thing that I want you to keep in mind, your apology shouldn't have the word but. So you shouldn't say, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have done that. You know, I know it was wrong. But the moment you have this qualifying factor, the moment you say but, you know, it wasn't really my fault, but I wasn't the one who started. But, you know, if I didn't hear this, but if they didn't tell me, I might not have. The word but in an apology is wrong. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teaches us that if we're going to make amends, then it should be wholeheartedly for the right reason, seeking the pleasure of Allah. So the word but is not in an apology. That could be in the explanation, that could be in leading up to the apology. You know, these were the circumstances that I was in, I recognize I am wrong, and then you begin with the apology. I am sorry. It's an unconditional apology. Number two, make your apology about your action, about what you said, what you did, and not about who you are, right? So don't try to, you know, it's not, you know, I'm a good person, but I made a mistake. So now you've made 2 problems, right? I'm a good person. You know, it's about, I'm a really nice person, but, you know, I made a mistake. That's not an apology. That's you trying to deflect, and it shows that there's a level of insincerity. Number three, don't overdo it with an attempt at, you know, showing pain and remorse and go over the top. And sadly, subhanAllah, with apologies, sometimes people, they try to dress it up a little bit and it becomes insincere. Now, if it's sincere, that's one thing. I'm not saying, you know, hold back your tears or if you, you know, you express yourself, but don't be over the top. Don't be insincere. Don't be someone who seeks to overdo and over magnify their public remorse or their remorse to whoever they have offended. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one who taught us to always govern our emotions, always to be in balance, and never to be hypocritical, never to show a different face than what we actually have. Because in the end, what that does is that between you and other people, the hearts won't connect because the heart wasn't sincere. Number four, don't dwell on how it started or who started it. So when you're wrong and you're apologizing, you're wrong and you're apologizing, it's not about who started, who ended, what was the, you know, the apology should stand on its own beyond the circumstances. And it's always really important that in the shortness of the apology, in the sincerity of the apology, that it doesn't have qualifiers about who and the what and the when, in that way where you are trying to share some of the blame or have others share some of the circumstances. Number five, that you correct it with action, not just words. So subhanAllah, apologies are hollow if they're just words. Where's the action behind it? Where is the repayment of what was taken? Where is the replacement of what was broken? Where is speaking positively about one you misspoke about negatively? Where is correcting what you did or what you said with whom you did it and who you said beyond just simply saying, I'm sorry, right? And that becomes very important, especially when it's with people who you live with people who were your friends, with people who are important to you, that you want to maintain a sense of balance and livelihood with them into the future. Number six, do your best to avoid the circumstances that led to the problem. So just say, you know, subhanAllah, you did something wrong, and the circumstances that leads up to it are a part of what led you to wrong. So just say you went out with friends and you went to the wrong place, or you watched the wrong thing, or you were invited to a friend's home and they put on a movie that you know your family and you are, it's not the type of thing that you should watch. Then it becomes a part of your apology to then limit that type of interaction. Then say, listen, if you want to watch a movie, we can come to my house. If you want to, you know, interact, then it's not, I'm not going to be on the same landscape and in the same area doing the same thing with those who have brought me to disrepute. And once again, this is from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. There was a man who had committed so many, you know, wrong deeds, and the Prophet said, the Prophet shows in the hadith that the wise man, the one of knowledge, said to him, it's because you live in this land, you have this history here, these people here, everybody, you need to make hijrah, you need to move away from these friends, you need to start in a new place with a new beginning. And that becomes an important idea, that you avoid the circumstances that led you to repeat that mistake. Number seven, don't try to avoid the difficult talk. Don't try to avoid somebody telling you what they felt and how they were affected by what you said or did. Don't try to escape from that remorse and regret and guilt by you avoiding letting people have a chance to let you know the impact of what you have done and how it made them feel or how it impacted them. Because the mistake, it's not about you. The apology is not about you. The apology is about how other people receive it from you and how you try to absolve yourself and fix it with them, inshallah. In your apology, it should be with the aim of healing the person or persons you've offended, not in having them relive their pain. So it's not about making them go back through it and see what happened again and hear every detail again. It's not about, reliving the experience. Rather, it is about being a person who is able to heal others and make them feel better after your apology than how they felt before you began. And that becomes really important, especially with your parents, subhanAllah. Because your parents, they invest so much love in you, so much hope for you, so much protection for you and care for you, that when you do something that's serious, they take it in a personal manner. In how did we fail? What did we do wrong? And likely, sometimes they will carry that guilt forward. You know, what more could I have done? And therefore, when you are coming to apologize and you are coming to fix this problem with them, and share with them, you know, what has happened and how. It's about improving the situation by reassuring them that this is something now that you've learned from, that this is something you'll avoid, and these are the things, you know, as we've been speaking, that you will improve on as you move forward. Number nine, a lot of people who apologize, sometimes they forget that saying I'm sorry is not enough. It's not enough. It's not about the words, and it's not about, just letting people know what you feel. The apology is not enough. Saying I'm sorry is not enough. So it will take time to heal and to rebuild trust. So don't assume that just because I apologized and I was sincere and I did all the previous things you said, Sheikh, that immediately people have to change their perspective about you and they have to accept you and give you the trust that was there before. Because I'm sorry is not enough. It's not going to be sufficient for you to develop a new mandate and a new page instantaneously. It's going to require you to reignite that trust, to restart that love, to have an attempt at healing what has been there. Now, if I can just add a 10th one, you know, those were the 9 that I kind of wrote down on my phone as I was preparing. But number 10, I think, is to say, and I want it to be something where you understand that Allah, in that moment of you apologizing or you trying to make amends, looks into your heart. And sincerity that is in your heart becomes the one thing that will save you in this life and the next. And if you are insincere in your heart, it's known to Allah, even if you can fool other people. One of the powerful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, I'm just a human being, and perhaps 2 of you will come and ask me to judge in an affair between you. You know, 2 people, they have a problem, so they come to the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one of you, the Prophet says, may be more eloquent, able to, fancily speak to me in a way that convinces me. And I'm just a human being. I'm not divine. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't have knowledge of the unseen. So I may give the right to you when it shouldn't be to you. And you know you're not deserving of it. And if you take that from me without letting me know, then you have taken a share of hellfire. What I'm trying to say to you is, if you get away with it, and if you fake it, and if you fake the sincerity, if you fake the apology, if you got away with it and you're, you know, everything is like going back to normal, and you know that you didn't fix it. You didn't. It wasn't true. It wasn't sincere. It wasn't sidq in your heart. Then know you're only leading yourself further down the wrong road. You're only digging yourself deeper. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one we are all accountable to. So your greatest fear should be your fear of Allah. And it does not need to be the fear of those you've wronged as much as it needs to be that you are watching Allah in your life bring into action goodness on account of the goodness of your heart, and be careful of there being hardship that visits and a correction of Allah that visits when you are insincere and think that you have gotten away with it. That's the ayah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They may be plotting and planning and trying to get away with this and that, but all of it is in the strategy of Allah. All of it is known to Allah, and it's Allah bringing them into their very finality and end. May Allah protect us from this. Allahumma ameen. I thought that this was a really good question because it is something that all of us as young and old, parents and children, all of us in one way or another, we're employer or employee, whatever circumstance you're in, husband and wife, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, all of us, we will make a mistake towards each other. That's the nature of life. Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ ابْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ خَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of the children of Adam are those who make mistakes and fix them. And the best of those who make those mistakes are those who repent to Allah, come back to Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. And part of that is to allow people the opportunity to receive your apology and to believe that you will make a better chance into a better attempt into the future at fixing it. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I successful in that regard. Allahumma ameen. Let me check for some more questions and comments, inshallah. MashaAllah, we see that there's people watching from different parts of the world, from as far away as Saudi Arabia and Khobar and here and there. MashaAllah, tabarak al-Rahman. Also on our other streams, MashaAllah. Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad. May Allah accept from all of us. Allahumma ameen. Sister Zahra is asking, and this is from the YouTube stream, do Muslim women have to go to the masjid for prayer, especially Fridays, or is it okay to pray at home? No, in fact, they do not have to go to the masjid for each and every prayer, and they do not have to go for the Jumu'ah prayer. Part of the classification of the Jumu'ah prayer is that it is an obligation on every able-bodied, healthy, male, adult Muslim to attend the Salah, who is not a traveler. But it is not a necessity for our sisters, our daughters, our mothers. It is not an obligation upon them. As with regards to the other five daily prayers, it is not an obligation upon them. And the correct opinion is that it is not an obligation upon the men as well, although it is highly, highly desirable for men. There are some ulama who have said that if you are a neighbor of the masjid, that it does have a higher order that for us to fulfill it, especially the two prayers of Fajr and Isha. May Allah accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. But it is not an obligation. Were women able to attend the masjid at the time of the Prophet ﷺ after his time for generations and until now? The answer is yes. There was always a place for our wives and daughters and sisters to pray in the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ said, "La tamna'u ima Allah." Do not ever prohibit the women of the women who are there to worship Allah from coming into the masjid in the worship. It's not something that is detestable for them in the least. And although the Prophet ﷺ has said that the best of lines for the women in Jama'ah is in the rear lines, where they are in a place of serenity and quiet amongst the other women folk. The best of lines for the men is the very front, so that they also give women their space and their ability to gather without any disturbance. And the Prophet ﷺ also recommends for our Muslim women to pray in their homes and to have a place at their own masjid in their home. And the Prophet ﷺ says in general to us as a community, لَا تَجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قُبُورًا. Don't turn your households into graveyards. And they said, how is that, O Messenger of Allah? He said, by not offering your prayers in it. So the standard practice of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba is that all voluntary prayers, all sunnah prayers for men should be done in the home, and they should go to the masjid for as many of the obligatory prayers as they can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. I look forward to engaging with you a little bit later on today. For those of you who are enrolled in yahyaibrahim.com/school, inshallah, I will send, there will be an email that will be sent on my behalf, inshallah, giving you the Kahoot link for us to have that online competition and Q&A for the Muslim and Muslima's guide to puberty. Allahumma ameen. May Allah accept. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.